From WisPolitics in Madison, you're listening to Capital Chats.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a WisPolitics Capital Chats podcast brought to you by Spectrum. I am Adam Kellenhofer. Today, I'm joined in the office by my colleague Kate Morton to talk about an interview she just did with Senator Brad Paff. He is a Democrat from Onalaska. And Kate, you and Senator Paff got to talk about his new PFAS legislation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Adam. There's been a lot of back and forth in the Capitol around this issue. Governor Evers is kind of at a standoff with Republicans about how to use funding to address the issue. And Senator Paff has introduced some legislation with his plan to use the money. So here's what he had to say.
All right. Hello, Senator Paff. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. So I just want to talk a little bit about the PFAS legislation that you introduced last week. You know, there's a lot of different things in this legislation, so maybe you can give us some of the big highlights from that.
Well, the big highlight is this, the fact that nobody should drink water that comes from their tap that has PFAS in it. Unfortunately, for the people in the town of Campbell, they've been doing that for over 3 years. It is long past time as we as a legislature, we get busy and we do everything we can in order to remove PFAS from our drinking water to make sure that the residents in the town of Campbell and people throughout the state, regardless of where they may live, they can go to their tap, turn it on, and drink the water that comes out. That is so very important. So the legislation that I introduced last week with my colleagues makes important efforts in order to, for once and for all, remove PFAS from our drinking water. We move forward and we actually set a groundwater standard. And that is important because in Wisconsin, we have a surface water standard and we have drinking water standards, but we do not have a groundwater standard. So when we move to clean up PFAS, we have to clean it up to a particular standard. But if you do not have a groundwater standard, how do we know at what level to clean this up? Sadly, Wisconsin does not have this, but yet our neighbors to the west in Minnesota have underground or groundwater standards, and we do not. And where the town of Campbell is located, that is less than 2 miles as the bird flies. And I only think it's fair that we move forward with standards as far as when it comes to cleanup. The other thing that this legislation does is it has a water quality monitoring, water quality testing. It continues to work with local homeowners as well as local units of government when it comes to disposing of PFAS. It assists these local units of government and local homeowners when it comes to well compensation and well monitoring efforts. All of that is so very important. But the important thing is that it recognizes the fact that PFAS is something that we need to remove from our drinking water. And it's long past time that we in Wisconsin get that done.
Yeah, in the legislation, there is also some mentions of the RAINS Act and how to get past that. Maybe you could give us some background on what the RAINS Act is and how your legislation could kind of address some ongoing issues related to that with PFAS.
Well, I think we all recognize the fact that we want to make sure that Wisconsin continues to stay competitive when it comes to growing our businesses. I share that. I want to make sure that our businesses here in Wisconsin continue to grow and compete and succeed and employ people that are based here in Wisconsin and sell their products to markets all over this nation and all over the world. But I also think it's very important that people in this state have clean water. And in order to make sure that we move forward and working with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, which will help establish these groundwater standards, we need to make sure that this new standards that are put in place, recognizes the fact that PFAS, sadly, is in more water systems than we want or that we recognize. And that to do the research, to do the overview on this, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources estimated that it would cost more than what they are permitted to move forward with as far as with the review process and reforms, because it costs more than $10 million. So what I have done, working with some of my legislative colleagues, is drafted a very narrow piece of legislation that allows the RAINS Act, which states that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources cannot put in place any rules that cost more than $10 million. For when it comes to PFAS, I have allowed that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to continue to move forward in drafting rules and regulations and procedures and how we can, as a state, work to remove PFAS from our water. And that is what this legislation that I have, this larger comprehensive legislation that I've introduced, also includes the provisions to allow the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, only when it comes to PFAS, to exceed that monetary dollar limit that is put in place with the RAINS Act, which was first enacted in the state of Wisconsin, I believe, in the in 2017.
As you know, there's been a lot of back and forth about the 125 million set aside in the state budget specifically for PFAS. So you're adding this proposal into the mix. There's also Governor Evers has proposed a plan, and he's kind of in a standoff with Republicans over what to do with that money. What's your take on all of this? And do you think there will be some kind of agreement that we can get to get something done on PFAS before the end of the session?
I surely hope there can be agreement. I mean, if we can't agree on the need for clean drinking water for the residents of this state, boy, that is a sad commentary on the state of politics. If we cannot come together as Democrats and Republicans to find a common ground here, I'll tell you, this is what the common ground is. Common ground is that regardless of where someone may live, regardless of their political background or their socioeconomic background, they should be able to go to their faucet, turn it on, and get drinking water that is PFAS-free. In order to do that, we need to make sure that we set a groundwater standard in this state. We need to make sure that we got water quality monitoring, water quality testing. We dispose of the PFAS in an environmentally sensitive manner. We work with our local homeowners, our local municipalities, in order to put this in place. And we also need to make sure that we release the money that the state legislature has already approved. The state legislature in the 2023-2025 biennial budget approved $125 million that would assist local municipalities and local homeowners in doing just this, cleaning up PFAS, doing greater water quality monitoring and greater water quality testing. All of that is, we have dollars available to do it, but we need to make sure that we have the authorizing language to release this money. And that is what the legislation that I have introduced would create, is authorizing legislation. So there's a roadmap to release this money. And in order for all that to take place, we need to have a standard. That is what my efforts in order to establish a groundwater standard. It's just so very important, so we know what we're the goals, the end marks of what we seek to accomplish in when it comes to clean water and removing PFAS from that water.
Yeah, at the top of the interview, you mentioned a little bit about the importance of making sure that citizens get clean water. So, what are you hearing from your constituents about what they need when they're dealing with this contamination on a day-to-day basis?
Well, first of all, the people in Western Wisconsin are hardworking, resilient, dedicated people. And the people in the town of Campbell that I represent are very patient. They're understanding. But they also want to know what's going on. And they are saying, what gives here? Why can't we move forward and have our legislature pass legislation in order to provide relief? And I agree with them. They want PFAS removed from their water. They understand that you can't just snap your fingers and get this done. They don't understand this back and forth as far as why we're not establishing a standard when it comes to groundwater. So our cleanup efforts, we know, we know where to go with our cleanup efforts. They don't understand why we are not, providing municipalities and residents with the tools that they need for water quality testing and water quality monitoring. Why more efforts aren't being done to make sure that we can remove PFAS, and once that PFAS is removed, it is disposed of in a safe and environmentally friendly manner. They don't understand why the legislature isn't focusing on this and getting this done. And quite frankly, it is very frustrating that it hasn't been done. And I share their a residents' concerns in regards to this, because we need to focus on this. This needs to get done. And I don't understand, quite frankly, why it isn't being done. And it's this is something that I do not believe the legislature can adjourn and go home and ignore. We need to be here. We need to get this job done, and we need to demonstrate to the residents in the town of Campbell and the people throughout the state of Wisconsin that we in the Wisconsin State Legislature recognize the severity of this issue, and we can work to provide relief. And I am hell-bent to do that. I will continue to focus on this topic because it is so very important to my friends and neighbors and constituents that live in the town of Campbell and the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Paff, for joining us today. And we'll have a close eye on this issue as it's coming to a close, hopefully, or maybe in the end of the legislative session. We'll have to see.
Well, thank you very much for your interest. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, Kate, thanks for bringing us that interview and all of your extensive coverage on the PFAS issue. It's been a long road, and it's very interesting to see how it's progressing. So, if our listeners want to read more about how everything is built up to where we are now, they can head over to our website at wispolitics.com. But for now, I'm Adam Kellenhofer.
I'm Kate Morton.
Thanks for tuning in to WISPolitics Capital Chats, brought to you by Spectrum.